Oh, you have a superhero movie for me?
Yes, sir, I do. It's about a guy named Matt Murdock who becomes a superhero named Daredevil.
Oh, can he dive off rooftops like Spider-Man?
Well, he's blind with heightened senses, so I don't really think that would make sense.
People like Spider-Man, though. He dives off of rooftops.
Yeah, okay, but this guy doesn't—
Have him dive off of rooftops like Spider-Man.
I mean, okay, we can have him dive off a rooftop like Spider-Man, but then what does he do?
He could, like, land on a window washing platform. That'll make it okay.
Oh, that doesn't seem less dangerous than landing on the ground, though.
We can pretend like it is.
Well, okay then. So anyway, we're gonna meet Matt when he's a kid, and his dad, who's a boxer, makes him promise that he's not gonna hit anything but the books.
Okay.
And one day he sees that his dad is working for the mob, so he runs away but gets biohazard juice in his eyes.
Oh, biohazard juice is tight.
Yeah, so he loses his vision, but his other senses get super heightened, like sound is crazy overwhelming.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah, so later Matt's dad is supposed to be throwing a boxing match for the mob, but Matt is in the audience like, come on, dad, get up.
If sounds are so overwhelming, how can Matt hear what's going on in the fight in the middle of a cheering crowd?
I don't know.
Fair enough.
So then later, his dad gets killed in an alley, and you know, Bruce is super sad.
Did you say Bruce?
Nope. So then he vows to keep the promise he made to his dad, you know, to serve justice.
I thought the promise was to hit nothing but books.
Oh yeah, he doesn't like that though, so he trains for the opposite of that.
Well, okay then.
So grown-up Matt is a lawyer now, and he's trying to convict a bad guy for something terrible, you know, something that rhymes with grape.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Like, crepe? Like he made a bad batch of pancakes?
No, think much worse than that.
Oh.
Yeah.
Jeez, yeah, that's real bad.
Yeah, and this guy's like barely even trying to hide the fact that he's guilty.
Okay.
And so Daredevil uses his super hearing to listen to the guy's heart and then be like, yeah, no, this guy's definitely guilty.
Even though that was completely obvious?
Even though it was completely obvious.
And so how does that help him win the case?
Oh, it doesn't. He loses.
Oh.
Yeah, but then his whole thing is that at night he dresses up like Daredevil to go serve justice himself.
Because he's so bad at being a lawyer?
Exactly, yeah.
Gotcha.
So he goes to this hardcore bar where the guy's hanging out and gets into a big fight with all the people there.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah, it's gonna be super cool. They're all gonna shoot guns at him, but he can hear the bullets, so he dodges them.
Oh, maybe we could have some Nickelback playing Spider-Man head Chad Kroeger.
That's a good move, because everybody loves Nickelback.
And they always will.
Anyway, so the fight ends up in a subway station, but Daredevil gets all messed up because the train is too loud.
How come the sound of a passing train messes him up, but the sounds of a bunch of guns firing helped him out?
I don't know how loud things are.
Fair enough.
So anyway, then he pushes the guy onto the tracks and he gets killed by a train.
Oh my god.
Yeah, so then the police show up and this journalist guy is like, this is the work of Daredevil. And they're like, no, it's not.
Okay.
So then the guy's like, oh yeah, and he throws a match onto the ground and this big DD symbol lights on fire.
Wait, what?
Yeah, pretty cool calling card, right?
His calling card is a thing that doesn't work unless someone decides to start a fire at a crime scene?
Well, it sounds silly when you say it like that.
Can you explain it in a non-silly way?
Get off my back.
Oh, okay, let me get off of that thing real quick.
Anyway, so later Matt's at a coffee shop with his partner Foggy, and he smells a hot girl walk by outside.
He can smell attractiveness through windows?
Yeah, he smells how hot she is, so then he uses his blindness as an excuse to go hit on her.
Oh, this guy's a creep.
No, it's romantic. So anyway, he follows her to a park and grabs her by the arm because he wants to know her name.
This guy's gonna get arrested.
No, because it's flirty to grab women you don't know by the wrist on the street.
Is it though?
Yeah, that's how I met my girlfriend.
Really?
Yeah, and she fell so in love with me that she had to get a restraining order.
What?
That's when you love somebody so much that you can't restrain yourself around them, so you get the police involved.
That's not what that is.
Anyway, so she starts to fight Matt, and he starts to fight back, and it leads to this big martial arts showdown in the playground.
What is going on?
They're flirting.
He's trying to hit a woman, and she's trying to hit a blind man. They're both coming off horribly in the situation.
Horribly romantic. So anyway, she tells him that her name is Elektra Nachios, and her dad is a billionaire.
Okay.
And it turns out that this bad guy, the Kingpin, wants him dead.
Oh, yeah, okay, so who are the bad guys in this thing?
Oh, well, we've got Kingpin and then Bullseye.
Okay, and what are their deals?
Oh, well, Kingpin is super big.
And what about Bullseye?
Well, he's good at aiming and also super Irish, I guess.
Oh, he is?
Yeah, in fact, Kingpin flies him in from Ireland and he kills an old lady on the plane.
Oh my god, what?
Yeah, she won't stop talking, so he murders her with a peanut.
Does this character have anything else going on other than being pure evil?
Of course. Did I mention he's Irish?
You did, yeah.
Oh, well then I pretty much covered it.
Oh, okay.
So then Bullseye's gonna end up killing Elektra's dad with Daredevil's weapon, so she thinks he did it.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, she's real mad, so she starts training by stabbing falling sandbags in her mansion.
What? How are the sandbags falling?
Unclear.
Huh.
So then she wants to kill Daredevil, but she gets in a fight with Bullseye and she dies.
Oh, death is usually permanent.
Usually, yeah. So then Daredevil and Bullseye get in a symbolism fight in a church and Daredevil throws him out a window.
Wow, he's not messing around.
Definitely not. So then he goes to confront Kingpin, because Kingpin's the one who killed his dad and has been ordering all this evil stuff.
Oh, so they fight.
Yeah, they do. But right when you think Daredevil's gonna kill him, he doesn't.
Why not?
Because he's like, I'm not the bad guy.
Didn't he throw Bullseye out a window like a couple of minutes ago?
He did, but I guess he grew a lot in those past couple of minutes.
Wow, very sudden character growth.
Yeah, so then Kingpin is like, you know I'm gonna get right out of jail, right? And Daredevil's like, yeah, and I'll be right there waiting for you.
To do what?
To put him in jail again eventually, I guess.
But he'll just get out again.
And eventually be put back in, hopefully.
I don't understand what Daredevil's going for here.
Justice.
I mean... okay.
And so yeah, that's about it.
Well, sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, you think so?
Yeah, and I was actually hoping we could maybe do an Elektra spin-off, but that's gonna be hard now that she's dead.
Actually, it's gonna be super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we'll just give her one of those non-permanent deaths.
Oh, that'll make for a good movie.
Hey guys, it's Ryan here. Hope you enjoyed that pitch meeting. We have a ton of these on the channel that you can check out. You can also leave me a comment down below letting me know what other movies you'd like to see pitches for. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, share on Facebook and Twitter. Spread it around. And as always, check back soon for a new pitch. Bye-bye.